I note that among some of these new bodies, the bill provides for the establishment of a board, and I believe this is a backward step, and not only for the duplication and accountability reasons I have just outlined. The board will not be as independent or as transparent as it should be, and it will conduct its activities in private, which I think is very wrong altogether. We know that following numerous scandals, key oversight and governance functions were removed from the Minister to the Policing Authority in order to depoliticise policing in Ireland, which is very necessary. However, this legislation looks to move these to a board that will be internal to An Garda Síochána, with a number of powers being returned to the Minister. This is even less independent than before these scandals, and it reflects the government's intention to repoliticise policing. And we've seen, and particularly in my own county in Donegal, investigations that took place there, where the only concern of the state and the bodies was to ensure that the perception only stayed in Donegal, that these things all happened up there, but we knew that they were all happening across the board and across the country. And it wasn't only the Garda management that wanted to do that, it was the Department of Justice as well that wanted to make sure of that. And this is actually, I believe, is going back and rolling back from that again as well too. And that's wrong. And it shows that these things will happen again. There's nothing doubt. If night follows day, these things are going to happen again. And you're strengthening the cover-up that's going to take place in relation to these by this legislation. So instead of establishing a board, we should look at strengthening the power of and assigning more of a budget to the authority, who have actually done a good job of depoliticising policing in this country.